Hey, what's up? It's your girl Shay Squirt checking in for another exclusive episode of Pie Girl Out. Hey, welcome. And thank you all for joining me. I am super excited to be here today. I don't know. I just felt like I had to do this podcast because so much has been going on. And yeah, I just feel like I needed to check in with you guys. So a lot of you have been watching the news. And, you know, you've been watching the news and you've seen where this Alabama woman who was missing, well, she was reported missing over the last few days, Carly Russell. She had told a dispatcher that she, what was this, Thursday, that she seen a toddler walking alongside of an interstate, and the police, you know, they obviously sent someone on the way. She had called her aunt. They heard her scream. And then next thing you know, when they get there, they find a wig, they find her phone, they find her car, no baby and no her. So yeah, fast forward, we have like this international type coverage. I mean, I'm pretty sure they were talking about it all over the world because it was kind of major because she stopped to rescue a baby. So here we are thinking, you know, it's some type of trafficking, sex trafficking, it's some type of lure into, you know, stopping this woman so they could get her or whatever. That's what it looked like to us. But I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard the whole situation, I'm like, you just sound too crazy. And I just kind of assumed that she was faking for whatever reason. It's kind of sad. You can kind of tell when someone's crying wolf. You didn't want to not believe her because she was actually missing. But just the evidence and everything, the way it happened on a busy highway, it just didn't make sense or whatever. No one else seen a baby. It was reported. And so, yeah, it just seemed kind of crazy that it happened that way. So I'm pretty sure every person, especially women, were like on edge, you know, trying to figure out who this person was and why they would abduct her. And so it's coming to light that Miss Carly had a lot of stuff going on. And when I say that, I mean, Carly has Googled movies. Carly has taken a robe, toilet paper from her job, and none of those items were found in her car when her car was found. And so yeah, starting to look a lot like Carly lied, and it's so fucked up that she lied, if you know, if she this happened, because as you know, that's a very serious situation. Like, it's so serious. You know, they have CCTV footage of this girl literally pulling over and doing like a hoax 911 call. And it's crazy. It's crazy because shit is really going on out here. And so for her to distract the whole world from what's really going on, it's just crazy to me. Not only that, she's black. And I hate to say it that way, but now it's going to be like, if something like that happens, it's going to be even more difficult for people of color to get help and attention. And it's so fucked up because this really does happen in real life. There are hundreds of cases where victims have been kidnapped and they actually do escape and they actually do make it back home. We just actually watched a movie. I cannot think of the name right now. I feel so horrible. I will have to share that in the link because it was a great movie. It was kind of awkward, but it was great. It was a Lifetime movie about a victim who was kidnapped on the way home from work. She was already abused at home. If you know that movie, make sure you tweet me and let me know at Shay Squirt. But yeah, she was a victim at home and she got kidnapped. I forget what happened. I don't know if she ran in the store. I forget what happened, but whatever it was, she made it home. And when she was trying to tell her story, no one believed her. And this was a white girl. I'm not even going to lie. So it's crazy that this black girl just did this. If she really is lying, she just showed up on her doorstep. I was hearing rumors about Red Roof Inn, but I read somewhere where she just showed up on her doorstep. And, yeah, she was found about 3 days ago. So they're saying that her search history is leading up to her disappearance. You know, she was searching movies, I guess trying to figure out her escape or something that would gain attention. I don't know what she was doing, but it's just so disgusting because there are really people who go through this situation and it doesn't need to be taken lightly. It's not a joke. And so it's so messed up that she did such a crazy thing. And yeah, I don't know what to say about Carly. In other news, to move on from her, hopefully, you know, not saying I hope it's a kid out there, but hopefully there's some truth to what Carly was saying, because I don't want her to be made out to be a lie. And when other Black people need attention, or other people in general need attention and help, they can get it, and they are believed by these officers, because as you can see, people like Carly are out here playing games. But yeah, in other news, I just had to say shout out to the girl who went to the Usher concert and was so busy recording with her phone that she could not even get a real handshake, a real hug from Usher. She literally did not look this man in his eyes. She just screamed her breath in his face. I pray to God her breath was smelling good, because she literally just grabbed this man's head, squeezed his head like a fucking squishmallow, and literally didn't even look him in his eyes. Like, girl, this is Usher Raymond. Like, if you don't look him in his eyes, oh my God. She literally did not even look at him. She squeezed his head, recorded on her camera. She was too busy trying to impress her fans on Instagram and her followers that she did not even look Usher Raymond in her eyes. So can we get a boo for her? Boo, you suck, girl. That was horrible. But yeah, I just had to come and update you guys on what was going on. I love you. Be sure to check me out. New podcast coming soon. Hit me up on Instagram @ShaySquirt, on Twitter, and I'll talk to you guys soon.